All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobbo Frank, Chris Sill, and we are absolutely delighted to have on the line tonight the head football coach of the University of Virginia, Mike London. Editorial comment. Hobbo's a big fan of Coach London, and he has done a terrific job in now his fifth year. Coach, maybe first question, do you feel like all your hard work over these last several years is starting to fall into place? And by the way, congratulations on a terrific first half of the regular season.
Well, first of all, thank you, Jim. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me on. It's been, everything is a process, you know, and like, a lot of times you like it to come sooner than later, but you know, things have come together, you know, from a standpoint of putting the right type of players on the field, guys that can handle the academic courses here, the environment here. Just there's so many things that go into it. Really happy with the players' opportunities to win, you know, some close games and to be involved in some tight games. But it's been a pleasure to coach a group of young men to talk about unity, about each other rather than themselves, and that's made it special thus far. We still got a long ways to go, you know, but it's a privilege of mine and an honor to be involved with the coaches and the players that are here.
Coach, this is Frank, and I will say ditto to everything Hobbo said. Obviously, you and the Virginia fan base have got to be feeling pretty darn good about being 4-2 overall and 2-0 in the Coastal Division. You're heading to Durham in 2 weeks. What elements of the football team are you working on during the bye week?
Well, every element, Frank, as you know, it's just one of those things in a football game. So many things happen. You have to worry about your fundamentals and what you're doing, but as well as the overall concepts of you know, field position, of you know, the types of kicks that you want your kickers to perform. I mean, you know, we have to play a better special teams game than we showed on Saturday. We've been playing better, but you know, we got to go back to, again, asking the kids to do the things that they can do. So there's so many things you want to take care of, and then particularly to get guys healed up. This open day comes at a really good time for us. There's been so many guys that have had issues that have, you know, kind of held them back a little bit. And you know, I know this is a time of the season that everybody gets hurt and gets injured, but for us, having a week off right now allows to get guys like Grayson back, Mike Moore to be healthy, and some of these other guys have had little nagging injuries.
Coach, you kind of led us into this question. Your two-quarterback system certainly has been effective for the first half of the regular season. How do you feel both quarterbacks have performed? And you sort of hinted that Grayson will be available for Duke, but do you know that for sure yet?
Well, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. You know? he'll be practicing. You know, we'll have a couple practices this week. You know, he's one of the guys that loves to take care of his body. He's in the training room all the time, and you really appreciate a guy's his effort, you know, that he does in order to get himself back. You know, we're really fortunate to have started out with both of them playing and having opportunities to play, because as Matt now, because of the injury to Grayson, has had a chance to go in a game, matter of fact, start two games and be effective and have some game experience. And so that was important. It's going to be important for us going down the stretch to make sure that we have, you know, a high caliber of play from that quarterback position. And as I said, when Grayson gets back, we'll get him back into the mix of things and make sure that we have that position, you know, ready to make us more efficient, score points, hang on to the football, give us an opportunity to win games.
Coach, Kevin Parks, as well as Kalik Shepard, and really, for that matter, Smoke Mizell, they have all played very well to this point in the season. But on Saturday night, Kevin Parks was the hammer. And on a couple plays, looked a little bit like Superman with those spin moves. Talk about how great that must have felt as a lift for the team. 169 yards by Kevin Parks, just an amazing touchdown in the second quarter. And how inspirational is that for the team?
Yeah, I've always said about Kevin that he's a phenomenal person. He's a young man that, you know, believes in, you know, team first. We always talk about unity amongst each other. In the backfield back there, he doesn't care about, you know, who gets the carries, who gets the touches. He wants opportunities for us to win. And, you know, on last Saturday, the type of running style that was needed was a guy that could run through arm tackles. I mean, this is a defense as in a top 10 in total defense in the country. And Kevin is such a strong lower body type of guy that it was hard, you know, for them to tackle him. He was breaking tackles and dragging guys, you know, down, you know, for yardage. So when he started to get hot, you know, so to speak, in terms of positive yardage, we just wanted to make sure that we kept, you know, kept featuring him and giving him opportunities to run the ball, because he runs the ball with authority. And we were able to run the ball up the middle. We were able to run the ball, you know, in the D and the C gap, so to speak, on this defense. We've used other guys in the past to get on the perimeter, but this is a game that worked out for Kevin, and we're happy for him. I'm happy that it was a career day for him, and like I said, such a great young man.
I think most of our listeners recognize your voice, Coach, but we're visiting with head football coach Mike London. And now be careful. I'm a basketball guy. You start talking about D and C gaps, you're starting to lose me here a little bit, you know. But nevertheless, okay. It's hard to talk about running backs without talking about offensive line. I know the offensive line was a question mark for a lot of people coming into the season, but the offensive line has really performed extremely well. Talk a little bit about that.
It's a group almost by committee because of the guys that are involved right now, and a lot of them have played in games. You know, it's unfortunate that Jay Whitmire, you know, has his injury situation. Sadiq Alawanju was, in the beginning of the season, was kind of limited and hurt. And so we had to develop depth. We had to play guys, you know, on the right side or the left side. We had to, you know, make sure that we kept them fresh. And when that approach, proved that we could do it, particularly in the UCLA game and in the BYU game, we just wanted to continue making sure that every guy that's able to help us win has an opportunity to go in and provide us whatever reps they can. So it's been by committee. We played, you know, 6, 7, 8 guys. One game we played 9. And we'll continue to do that and then build depth and also build, you know, guys that have played in college football games. So really proud of the effort that those guys up front have had. You know, I don't believe there was a sack this past game. I believe we're in the top 20 in the country without giving up sacks. And so it's been a positive thing for us, and we just got to continue to keep getting better, protect the quarterback, and allowing guys like Kevin Parks and Smoke and Kalik, as you mentioned, opportunities to run in these running lanes.
Coach, I know you had to appreciate the larger crowd that attended Saturday night's big game, almost 44,000. Scott Stadium was hopping. The parking lots outside were hopping. And, you know, the whiteout, the new helmets, which I think everybody really liked. Talk about, you know, how much you probably appreciate the fact that the fans are there. They're definitely involved, and they cheered loud. I mean, Pitt had a whole bunch of illegal procedure, false start penalties because of the crowd. And how important is that going to be, particularly going down to the Carolina home game and then later Miami? I mean, these are huge games on tap later.
Yeah, all the games are critically important. And again, I want to acknowledge the fans or the crowd that they came out and actually cheered us on. And it was lively. I mean, it was an atmosphere that was lively. And you're right, Frank. There were 4 offside penalties that they had directly attributed to the fact that they couldn't hear the snap count from the quarterback. And then one was critical on the goal line down there. It's like 3rd and inches, and one of their guys jumped, and then the next thing you know, it became 3rd and 6 on the goal line. We held them. They had to kick a field goal. That's critical right there. That's a touchdown that got turned into a field goal. So it's always important, you know, to have a loud fan base. I mean, you know, we understand that, you know, we want to get people out. We want to get people out to support the team, to support the players. We want them to be proud of the product that's on the field. And you know, we're going to continue to try to keep doing what we need to do on the field to keep getting people to come back. To the fan base that showed up and that was loud, very, very much appreciative. We hope we can continue this thing and keep it going to get Scott Stadium as loud as possible, because,
you know,
as I said, these last couple of games are critical.
Excuse me, Coach. I was just going to, you know, we really haven't asked you about the defense yet. The defense, a lot of people think maybe the strength of this football team, and they have been so aggressive, starting with the UCLA game. I think you're plus 5 on the turnover side, so that aggressive defense has really paid dividends for you.
It has. It's just a style of play that, Coach Tanuda and the defensive staff have said, this is what we're going to be, this is who we are. I believe we have two outside rush guys are as good as anybody in the country, and Eli and Max Dallas. So, you know, it's a defense that's predicated on pressure. I believe we're in the top 10, top 5 in the country in creating turnovers. The points off of the turnovers, you know, is plus 60, and that's something we only had maybe 20 points all year last year. So it's an aggressive defense that a lot of guys that are very talented that are making things happen. And as I said, you know, in the first half there, you know, we allowed the quarterback to scramble outside, and two of their big plays, a 32-yarder and a 24-yarder, were just the examples of just not having a guy contained. Those are the things that you can get corrected. You can get better on those things, and we'll continue to do that this off week. But I would say, Jim, that they are a very, very aggressive, very talented bunch that has to continue playing well for us. That's who we are. We got to play great defense.
Well, Coach, I know you've got a week to get everyone healed up and game plan like crazy for those deadly Dukies. I noticed the game time was announced today as 12:30 down there in Durham. Do you feel like that's advantageous for the visiting team?
You know, Frank, again, they could play the game at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, or midnight. It doesn't matter to us. I mean, we've had that time slot here ourselves. We played it. You know, there's different elements to what different people like, but, you know, it's one of those things that you get up in the morning, you eat your pregame meal, and you go play. And so, you know, we just have to develop the mindset that, you know, you spot the ball anywhere you want, Scott Stadium, the parking lot, anywhere. play whatever time you want to play. We just have to show up, and we have to play a good four quarters of football. So that's the game time, and, you know, we'll play it. We'll be there.
Coach, we're big Mike London fans over here in Richmond, so we continue to wish you the very best. Great start to the regular season. Keep it going. I still think this has the potential to be a magical year for the football Hoos, so we extend our very best wishes, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, no doubt, Jim, Frank, you know, thank you guys. Thank you for the Richmond listeners that are also Cavalier fans out there. It's just been really – it's really special, and we'll talk about the year after the year is over, but a lot of things that can fall in place for us to, you know, for this to be, as you said, you know, a special year for us. But we got to take care of first things first. That's us this week, and then that's Duke next week. So, again, thanks for having me, fellas.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Head Coach Mike London, just a terrific guy. And
you know, we couldn't bring up recruiting, but for all you, you know, college aficionados that loved your college football, UVA has 22 commitments at this date, and I understand there's still a chance at 3, 4, maybe 5 more being added to this group because 2 players want to enroll early. And let me tell you something, for Coach London, who I think has demonstrated, in my opinion, grace under pressure, because there's been plenty of writers
right
trying to fire him before the season got started, and now they're starting to look pretty weak to me.
Well, and the thing that I go back to, we're starting to see Quinn Blanding, how good he really is.
Oh.
And this is a kid that virtually everybody in the country wanted, and yet off of a 2-10 season, Mike London is able to convince him to come and play at Charlottesville.
I think that's the kind of kid he is. As well as Andrew Brown, who was the Gatorade National Player of the Year, who's been a little dinged up. We're not sure if he's going to redshirt or not, but I can tell you something right now. Every single player on the team, they know how good Andrew Brown is. And when he does get to play and he's at full strength, look out, people. Another thought, Maurice Kennedy was moderately recruited at Verona, and if you've watched him in the last 2 years, you can see a superstar in the making. I'd be shocked if Maurice Kennedy, the cornerback, isn't playing on Sundays in a few years. In my humble opinion, it shows you how excellent the coaching is at Virginia, because they've helped develop a 2-star athlete into making him a star. I mean, he's doing it all.
Yeah, we talk about playing on Sundays, but now you got to talk about playing on Sundays, Mondays,
Thursdays, Tuesdays.
You know, the NFL's going to be on every night of the week before long.
Which, by the way, that's a whole other subject, but I'm against it. You know, the NFL should be playing on Monday Night Football, which is great, and go Redskins. But, heck, Sunday is – that's when NFL should be played. All right, we're gonna jump to break and stay with us. We hope to get Gordy Rawls of Ortho Virginia, Dr. Rawls, joining us here after the break. We come back, we're also going to do the Olympic Sports Report, and we're going to make our picks for the ACC games coming up this weekend. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.